This is Fresh Air. Mike Myers may be the best thing that's happened to Saturday Night Live in the past year. He's the newest and youngest cast member on the show. He's the creator of the sketch Wayne's World, a cable access TV show hosted by a loud, obnoxious teenager played by Myers. Myers also developed the character Dieter, the pretentious host of Sprockets, a postmodern culture show on West German TV. Myers just debuted a new character, middle-aged man, a paunchy superhero who dispenses advice to younger people like this couple in bed.
This has never happened to me, I swear.
It's all right. It's all right.
I just lost it.
Well, was it me? Did I do it wrong?
No. I don't know what happened.
Maybe I can help.
Who are you?
I'm middle-aged man. Now, what's the trouble?
Well, see, he had just had a problem with the, you know...
Will you shut up?
What was it? Too soon or not at all? Ha ha! Just a quip. It could be stress or cheap liquor. Tell me, have you injured yourself by doing any heavy lifting?
Well, I was putting up some aluminum siding.
Aha! You realize that reduces the value of your home.
Really? Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I'm a middle-aged man.
You started a new character on the last Saturday Night Live, middle-aged man. Who were you thinking of?
I was thinking of myself, as I always do. That sounds awful. No, I was just, I was doing, there was a scene the week previous called The Award Show, which didn't make it to air, and I had to play Sir Richard Attenborough. So the hair and glasses is for Sir Richard and the teeth, too, is for Sir Richard Attenborough. And last week, on a Friday before the show, I just happened to be changing out of my costume, and I've noticed that since I've gotten on the show, as with everybody who's been on the show, I put on 15 pounds, and I have what we call in Canada a Molson muscle. I'm starting to get a gut. So it was like, oh no, I'm looking at my gut. And then I just thought of, this is what I'm going to look like when I'm middle-aged. I mean, it's not going to be that terrible. I'm going to know how escrow works. And then that amused me, and I thought, well, that could be a superpower. And I just went from there.
So how long did this sit in your mind before you actually pitched it to the people at Saturday Night Live? Not very long, I guess.
No, in fact, this is the first time ever that I ran upstairs to the conference room in the whole complex where all the writers hang out and started doing this character, sort of like, I'm a middle-aged man. I know how escrow works. Yeah, sure, I'm not as spry as I used to be, but I can tell you how to paint a garage. What are you looking at? You're looking at my gut, aren't you? I'm working on it. I'm just older. It's harder to lose a gut. Forget it. Middle-aged man. That sort of stuff.
So is there anyone in your life who's like middle-aged man, who's always coming up with this not particularly wanted advice, with this self-righteous Mr. Know-it-all attitude?
It was a friend of mine who will go unnamed because I don't want to hurt his feelings, and my dad. He sold encyclopedias, so his knowledge was encyclopedic. So you'd say something like Rembrandt, and he'd go, Lord of Light. Lord of Light, yes. And just it was like out of nowhere, and just weird, inappropriate advice is what he would give you.
So what kind of prosthetics did you have to wear for middle-aged man?
Oh, they had a prosthetic gut. That's not my gut in life. They had like a gut made for me. And I had to wear a ball cap and a receding hairline wig and a gap between my teeth and a pair of glasses. And away you go. And comedy. And hilarity ensues, hopefully.
So is the character going to recur?
I hope so. They kept the costume, which is always a good sign.
Let's get to Wayne's World. This is one of your most popular characters. Wayne hosts an access cable TV show in Aurora, Illinois. He's a teenager who's really into heavy metal. Describe the character some more.
Well, Wayne is a compilation or a distillation of everybody I knew growing up in the suburbs of Toronto. It's a sort of adolescent, suburban, heavy metal experience. And so I thought, what if my character Wayne, who I did at Second City in Toronto and Second City in Chicago, had his own cable access show? Hopefully it would be how I was when I was a kid, which is, God, it would be great to have my own show in my basement. And then I'd have anybody I wanted on to be on. And it's completely, it makes no attempts to be universal. It's just totally about his basement and his world.
All right, welcome to Wayne's World. Here's your host, Wayne Campbell.
Party! Party hardy!
Woo!
It's Friday, it's 10:30, it's time to party. I'm your excellent host, Wayne Campbell. With me, as always, is Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Okay, before we bring out our first guest, We'd like to introduce our newest feature. It's called Movie World with Wayne and Garth. Let's take a look at the movies, all right? The first movie is Back to the Future 2, starring Michael J. Fox. I liked it, Garth.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Okay, let's move on.
Did you ever talk in the kind of teen slang that Wayne is always coming
up
with?
Yeah, I did. I went through a lot of adolescent phases. I went through a heavy metal phase, and then I went to England in 1977 just as punk was big. I went through a punk phase. Then I saw the movie Quadrophenia. Did you ever see that with The Who?
Yeah,
and I went through a mod phase. There's a ton of mods in Toronto. It would be like, you know, there'd be mod bars. People would actually go out and buy Vespas and stuff. And then I got hired at Second City. By that time, I just turned 19, so I was out of my adolescent thing. Although when I got hired at Second City, I had really short hair and a long tail down my back.
So do you keep your ears open for teenagers to hear what kind of language is? Because language changes so quickly.
Yeah, it does. But I'm surprised that it doesn't change all that much.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be an adolescent accent, which is weird, that people tend to grow out of or socialized out of. And I was surprised at how homogenous to North America it is.
Did you have it?
Yeah, it would be like, I don't know what you mean. Hey, back off. Don't hassle me, man. It would be like that. I really like that guy, you know? And it's strange, too, because people who are in the arts had the same type of accent in Toronto, too. It's just, I really like that painting. I really thought it was great. I like his use of negative space. Do you want a cappuccino? I really like it there.
This is the roots of Dieter, right?
Yes. Well, that's the thing. They're all related. It's all...
See, yeah,
what you, tribe? It's tribes. You know,
we just found, I couldn't believe that there'd be any kind of link between Wayne and Dieter, but I guess you just
Well, it was a friend of mine in Toronto who never actually got to be an artist, but did everything around art. Like, he was interested in photography, but he ended up painting backgrounds, you know, like the splotches of paint. And he was interested in being a filmmaker, but he got into colorizing and somehow managed to justify colorizing, even though it's sort of impolitic in the art world.
For our listeners who haven't seen Sprockets, which features your character, Dieter, would you describe it for us?
Dieter was a young artist from Stuttgart who came to Toronto. He's an actual person.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, and he was a waiter in Toronto, and he would, like, take your order and say, what would you like? And then you would start to talk, and if it was a hot dog or something banal, he would say, your order has become tiresome. I'm going away now. And if his favorite tune came on, it would be like, yes, and would you like, hold on, my favorite song. And he would go up and dance. And then you'd wait for hours. But he was fascinated with obscure Americana, like F Troop and hockey cards. He loved hockey. That was our main thing that I thought I could talk to this person. It was he loved hockey, and I thought it was amazing. And he also loved to touch monkeys.
Oh.
And that's actually true, because he took a textures course in Stuttgart. And he had to touch tapioca, styrofoam, and monkeys. And it was that time that I knew that I loved to touch monkeys.
See, for our listeners who haven't seen Sprockets, there's always a sequence in Sprockets where he says,
Would you like to touch my monkey?
Yeah, I could never figure out where that was from.
It's just because he took a textures course. And, you know, I love textures. Your eyebrows are bizarre. Can I touch them? You know, he'd say things like that.
Yeah, you have such a great way in that show of intellectualizing everything that's fun or pop or...
With Dieter.
With Dieter, yeah.
Any sort of pretentious or pseudo-pretentious idea I ever had, I can sort of stick it into Dieter, and Dieter can do it. And it's like, it's not me, it's this guy.
That was Vietnam by Schreibmaschine. And now's the time for Rater Record. What is your name?
My name is Gerhard Müller.
My name is Elsa Bauer.
And what gymnasia do you go to?
We go to the Goethe Gymnasium in Garmisch-Partenkirchen.
Your hair is grotesque. What did you think of the song on a scale of 1 to 14?
It was hellish yet exquisite. I give it a 9 out of 14.
I thought it was bourgeois and banal. I give it a negative 3 out of 14. And I thought lyrically it had...
Your story has become tiresome. Sadly, there are no integers on this scale. So your gangly adolescent attempt to be clever has been futile.
Well then, Dieter, what did you think of the song?
It had a good beat and it was easy to dance to.
I gave it a 14. This next song is called Darwin's Burden by the Obelisks.
So this waiter, Dieter, upon whom you model the character, does he know that this is an homage to him?
I don't think he does. And well, somebody told me he went back to Germany for a bit. His visa had expired. And then somebody told me he moved to Australia, which makes total sense. So I'm sure it'll get back to him, but he's far too cool to ever call me and say, I understand you are doing me. You know, it would be just too not cool.